In early April of 2018, Dr. He's Success email said the embryo with CCR5 gene edited was transplanted to the woman, to the women 10 days ago, and today the pregnancy is confirmed. Dr. Quake did not reply immediately. Instead, he forwarded the email to someone he described as a senior gene editing expert, who I felt could give me advice. He redacted the name of the expert. FYI, this is probably the first human germline editing, Dr. Quake wrote. I strongly urged him to get IRB approval, and it is my understanding that he did. His goal is to help HIV-positive parents conceive. It's a bit early for him to celebrate, but if she carries to term, it's going to be big news, I suspect. The expert replied, I was only telling someone last week that my assumption was that this had already happened. It will definitely be news. Dr. Quake considered that response very blasé, he said. He's not surprised at all. And he's not saying, oh my God, you got to notify the mythical science police. 6 months later, in mid-October, Dr. He emailed again. Great news, the baby is born. Please keep it in confidential. Dr. He asked to meet on a planned visit to San Francisco, saying, I want to get help from you on how to announce the result, PR, and ethics. Dr. Quake replied, let's definitely meet up. In that meeting, Dr. Quake recalled, Dr. He walked him through what he had done, and I pressed him on the ethical approval, and I said, this is going to get an enormous amount of attention. It's going to be very closely scrutinized. Are you sure you've done everything correctly? Dr. He's response unsettled him, he said. The little corner-cutting thing came up again. Well, there were actually two hospitals involved, and, you know, we had approval from one, and we did work at both hospitals. And I said, well, you better make sure you have that straightened out. Back in China, Dr. He wrote, good news, the hospital which conducted the clinical trial approved the ethic letter, adding, they signed to acknowledge the ethic letters from another hospital. Dr. Quake replied, great news, thanks for the update. In late October, Dr. Quake texted someone he called an extremely prominent scientist in the field, writing, first genome-edited human baby, done. In China. Where else? Interesting. Source, the scientist responded. Someone I know well who walked me through all the data, Dr. Quake wrote, should go public soon. He added, mum's the word for a few more weeks, but I thought you would like to know.